Hi, this is comedian Mary Santora, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Elizabeth Seaman. Enjoy. Welcome to The Default Setting, where we find out what makes you tick because we have ways of making you talk. I am your host, Jess Falstick.
And I'm your co-host, Elizabeth Seaman.
Today we have comedian, writer, cat dad, and just a really funny dude, AJ DeCosimo. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me as your guest today.
So we decided your default setting is death-defying or death-defyingly lucky.
Yeah, that's what we decided collectively.
Yes, we all got together and we had a meeting about it, and we decided that today. So this stems from something that happened to you yesterday, you were saying?
No, last Saturday.
Last week. Okay, got it.
Yeah, this was last week.
Okay, so please spare no details at every... And you're a brilliant storyteller, I might add, so I'm looking very much forward. I'm looking very much forward to hearing all the details of this. And then we're all going to share our own death defying
story. Yeah, relive your trauma.
Yeah, relive our trauma.
Okay. For our entertainment.
All right, so the weather was, like, really bad last week.
Yeah.
It was, like, horrendously bad. It was... probably the worst snow I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah. Are you from Ohio, Cleveland area?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was bad. Like it was like real bad. So I work in about 25 miles away from where I live. And I decided I wasn't going to drive home in this. Now I drive a 2007 Ford Focus. Is not built for
the
snow.
Best
on
the snow. No.
No, it's a no wheel drive.
It's just a potato in the snow.
It's it's really compact. It's a Tonka truck with it's no wheel drive doesn't do it justice. I owe wheel drive on it.
You are indebted to the snow.
Negative six wheel drive.
Right. So at this point,
no money.
The car drives me.
Nice.
So I'm not driving home in this. So I decided that I was going to crash at a friend's house.
Figuratively. Not
yeah, for a second.
Right, yeah.
I crashed
my car into. I crashed my car into my friend's house. So this house was going to crash at a friend's house, and he lives like a block away from where I work, a couple blocks away from where I work. Nice. So I'm like trying to get to his house. And when I say like the snow was piling on, it was like really piling on, like the plows didn't have time to get out and clean as well as they could have. So I couldn't even get up his street.
Ooh.
That's how bad the snow was. So I decided I'm like, okay, so I'm going to try to go around the other side and come back around on the other side of the street. So I'm coming up the other side of his street and I get stuck in the snow and I'm trying to get my way out. I'm like backing up and like going forward. And it's been going for like 30, 35 minutes of me like backing
Holy
and moving
shit.
Forward. Yeah. And my car died.
Oh no.
Snow. Yeah. So I'm like sitting there. And my car's battery was, like, not working either. And I had 1% on my phone.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
I had, like, 1-2% battery life on my phone. And I'm, like, calling my friend. And he lives on a big street. So when I say I'm, like, coming around the other side, I still got, like, a mile and a half to go. Like, if I wanted to walk it on foot.
Oh, my God.
And not only was the snow bad, like, it was pretty cold. Like, it was, like, really cold. So
it was so windy.
It was. It was really windy. It was really snowy. And it was really uncomfortable. It was an inconvenience, to say the least. So my car's dead. I have, like, 2% battery. I'm calling my friend, and he said that he was going to call a tow truck for me to come meet me there. So I'm there. I'm sitting there. My phone dies, and I have no heat in my car.
Oh.
And I get out to have a cigarette.
Oh.
And
Don't lock yourself out.
I didn't lock myself out.
I'm like hiding.
Like I'm watching a movie. I'm like, no, don't go in there.
I didn't lock myself out, but the door kind of like froze for a minute. Oh, like it like froze shut. I don't know how it happened.
Oh my God.
So I'm like out in the elements. I'm like covered. I look like the snow miser and I'm smoking a cigarette. Like, and there, it was like at that point, and the dude said the tow truck wouldn't be there for like an hour, hour and a half.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, this is where it ends. Like, I think I'm not going to make it through this night. Oh, and I ended up getting the car open and I ended up like trying to start it again. And I got a gasp of life out of it, out of my car. So I was able to plug my phone in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good.
And like, you know, and charge it up a little bit. And I'm sitting in there in the car and I'm like really, really cold. And a cop comes by and he's just like, dude, I can't like leave you out here. Could I, like you said, you have a friend that, and I'm like explaining to him, I have a friend that lives over here. Mm-hmm. He was like, do you think I could like take you to your friend's house? I'm like, yeah, sure. That'll be a great idea. So I go to my friend's house and we're hanging out at his house. And I remember, I'm like, oh shit, a tow truck driver's coming.
Uh-huh.
Like I have to be there.
Yeah.
I can't like be here.
Right.
So he calls the tow truck and he's just like, hey, my friend's at my house. It's like a mile away. Do you think you could pick him up from here? And then we'll take you to where his car is. And the tow truck driver's like, yeah, sure. That's totally fine. Yeah. I could do that. So I'm waiting there for about 40 minutes or so at my friend's house. I'm like warmed up now. I'm like all good. And we get a call from the tow truck driver and he's like angry. He's just like, where's your fucking friend? And I'm like, he's like, he's at my house. I told you that. He's like, well, I'm stuck.
Oh, geez.
The tow truck driver got stuck and he's like, well, tell your friend to start walking. So I'm like walking like a mile through the snow.
I was just going to say to meet the tow truck driver, you had to go because he got stuck on the way to you, right? On the way to your car?
Yeah, exactly. And like, who would have ever thought a tow truck driver would have ever gotten stuck?
Right.
I never even knew that was possible. So I walk and I meet him there and he's still not unstuck. And I'm like completely useless because I don't know how to get unstuck because that's how I got in this position.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get unstuck. And look at me. Like, I'm not doing anything. What am I going to possibly do?
Like, your hands, you just dig.
Right. I mean, I'm not even doing that. My hands will get cold.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm there and this dude's like really mad. I'm like, I have cigarettes. Like, do you want some cigarettes? Like, here, we can smoke cigarettes together.
I mean, it's like a prison deal.
I don't understand why he's, like, I can understand why he's mad, but it sounds like he's mad at you, and he was already on his way to get you anyway. I mean, he agreed to do it. I don't understand what he was
doing. Right. I think he was really mad at the situation and was taking out everything on me.
I see.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah. So I was just kind of like, all right, dude, I'll be your punching bag. That's fine. Because you're here to help me.
Yeah.
So 2 hours we're out there and he can't get unstuck. And eventually he like wiggles himself free and we get to my car and he hooks me up. So
Jesus.
We're going and we get on the highway and my car was like in not very good shape. Like the back seats wouldn't like, they were like bungee corded together.
Oh God.
Yeah. And it was really cold and they were like frozen. Like they were like really like seas. Like, I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to tell them about this because these doors aren't going to open on the freeway.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Right? But that's exactly what they did.
Oh, God.
We're driving on the freeway, and the tow truck driver's just like, hey, dude, like, your door is swinging open. I'm like, all right, stop, I guess, so I can, like, figure this out. So he stops in the middle of 77 North.
Oh, my God.
I had to climb up onto the bed of the truck to get in it. I'm like, where the fuck is this bungee cord? Like, I can't find this bungee cord. It had to have, like, fallen out.
Oh, God.
Like, somewhere down the road. And I'm just like, do you think, like, we could drive and I could, like, sit back here and, like, hold it shut?
Jesus.
And he was like, absolutely not. We can't do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? So I'm like, all right, well, we need to figure something out. So we took my seat belts, like, for the front seat belt and the back seat belt, and we, like, tied it shut.
Oh, my God.
We finally get to the city I live in, and he won't drop it off at my house because my streets haven't been plowed.
Oh, God.
So he's just like, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm like, just park it in this Burger King, and I'll walk home.
Oh, God.
So, and it's a couple blocks away from where I live, so it was, like, not a big deal. So he parks at a Burger King, and I'm, like, walking home, and I get to my door, and I can't get into my house because I don't have my keys.
Are they in the car?
I left them in the car.
I did that too! I did the exact same thing!
Oh my goodness!
Oh, I feel like now your default setting, like, in the good luck, like, you just use it ironically.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's every, I my life is a cosmic joke. Like, I feel like if there is, I'm not sure if it's I don't believe in God as much as I don't think God believes in me. Like, he's just like, I have, like, no faith you're going to get it together. So I have to walk back to my car. I get my keys and I come home, and I had to call off of work the next day because I couldn't get there. And then I ended up buying a new car, like, the next day. It's really good to know that even if you have poor credit, which I do, I could get a car for no money down. And they're just like, here, go. Here, you're going to pay a lot monthly, but you need a car, yeah. And we want to give you one. So, well, yeah, so that's my story. It's not a swashbuckling. I feel I can't swashbuckle.
No, it was like a saga, though.
I liked it.
It was.
Bad luck saga.
I liked it. What's funny is everything almost, like, I had the California version of what you just
said. What's that? Everybody was really fake to you?
Everything was really chill.
The guy that was involved was super, like, just, how could you do this to me? You've wasted so much of my time. How dare you? Like,
that sounds about right.
Well, okay. So let's swap. Let's just all swap. This is the time and the place. Let's just all swap stories about car stuff. So
can I interject for a second?
Please, please.
Venting about this and talking about this openly to old friends.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it any better.
No? Okay.
No, I mean, I relived it. I mean, I'm glad that I get to talk to you, but I don't feel any better from that. I'm still upset.
Do you feel worse?
I don't feel worse.
That's good.
I'm not somebody that, like, you know how, like, sometimes when you get mad, like, you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to talk it out? I don't get that way. I just want to get angry.
Yeah.
And wow, I just want to be mad about it.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe that's your default setting.
Yeah, I want to just let me be angry and don't try to make me feel better.
Resign.
Nobody help me!
Well, and I understand that too, because there are definitely times where I already know all the things that people are going to try to tell me to make me feel better, and I don't want to fucking hear it. Like, I just...
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying things to say things because I'm mad now. Don't try to fix my problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, hey, hold on one second.
Okay.
I'm going to pull this out, even though we're not going to use it. I just want to feel
like
I belong.
Oh, shit. Look at that.
That too.
Is that the same one?
I know. I saw it, And I was like, I want to do this. I feel like Larry King.
Mine's this
you
shape.
You have the snowball.
I do. I have the snowball. Mine's literally the opposite of yours in every way. It's like round. Oh, you have that one too. Look at that. Oh. Holy shit.
He's part of
you guys did not see that happening.
No,
did you?
I did not see that coming. He's got both of our mics.
He's got
the
same mics
do you,
both of us.
Do you have a podcast?
No, I don't have a podcast.
You just have two fancy ass mics in your house?
I don't know whose they are. Mm. They just kind of are here.
That is hilarious. That, oh,
good ball. There and he is. Then a kitty showed up.
My cat. My cat has a podcast.
Yes, I will listen to that 100%. I will listen to all the cat podcasts.
So you have the California version of my story.
Yes, and then Elizabeth, you have to tell some too, so that we can all just.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to, but I mean.
No, I just have a bunch.
The tow truck guy had to take me, towed my car to the tow lot, and the tow guy took me to the tow lot, and then I was like, well, it's only 5 o'clock, and my boyfriend didn't get off work till 6, so I was like, I'm just gonna Uber home. And so I'm in the Uber on the way home, and I get about like 2 minutes from home and realize my car keys are sitting in the cup holder in my back in Santa Monica, and it's rush hour. I can't like just Uber back there and get my keys. So I walk into the leasing office, and I was literally just like, hi. and the girl was like, hey, can we help you? And I was like, yeah, I just crashed my car. I left the keys inside the car. And I need to
oh my gosh!
And I need a key, but I also need the fob because they don't give you an extra one. Like they don't give you.
No.
And so she was like, "Oh my gosh! Oh yeah, absolutely. We'll get you a key made. We'll get you a new fob." And they were like so nice. Like they were just like, "Oh, we're so sorry." Yeah, they were really nice. Well, and Elizabeth knows.
I wish I could do that.
Cry.
Like, I could like, cry. I haven't cried since 2003.
That's a very.
And I'm not
thing.
Like, yeah, really. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I want to. Like, I try to. I'm like, this is a situation.
AJ.
What? No, I have
feelings. AJ.
No, I have feelings. I get sad. I get angry like anyone else. But I don't cry. I want to cry. I want to be a crier. I just can't do it.
Nice to get it out.
Do you watch Arrested Development?
Yeah, I've seen the first 3 seasons.
I was gonna say, whenever people talk about wanting to cry, I picture Portia de Rossi's character. Like she always tries to cry, and she'll just be like, "They'll be like, no," and she's like, "Yeah, I know." Like she'll just make a strained face. Yeah. So she'll be like. And they're like, no. She's like, yeah, no.
No, like my grandma died last year, and I felt like this is a good situation to cry.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna cry here, and I didn't do it. I didn't cry, and I was kind of like, I was real sad.
Yeah.
But I even started thinking about like, oh my God, she must have been in. It must not have felt good, and she knew she was going, and this is a sad thing. So cry about it, and I couldn't do it.
And you just logicked it out, like, no, she's probably in a good place.
I started thinking of things that, like, would have made me sad, and it just didn't, it made me sad, just not cry.
Yeah. I don't know if, like, it was me. I decided a few, like, probably 5 years ago, like, I just kind of walled myself up a lot, and so I just never cried at anything, and I think a lot of it was using logic to kind of, like, just walk yourself through it. But then it's literally opening the floodgates. Because, like, when I started bawling over this accident and then a week later my cat died and it was, like, a whole thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was, like, the worst week in the history of weeks. And now everything – I am so sentimental about everything now and everything makes me cry. We were watching this Netflix documentary on cat shows the other night and I was just crying. Like, just crying all the time. It's terrible.
Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I just need to break through the wall.
But then you'll just cry all the time. You don't want that. You need a happy balance.
Well, and I'll be like peeling an orange and I'll just like start crying. I'll be like, I pulled this orange from its family.
I'm taking off its skin.
I am flaying this orange.
When you said it's like peeling an orange, I thought you were being metaphorical until you were like, no, I'm gonna start crying peeling an orange. Like that's just what's
Watch Toy Story 3 or something.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I was, like, sad. I was like, oh, my God, these toys are no, the end is near. And I'm like, I've grown up with these things. I know them very well. I feel like they're my friends. And I was sad, but it didn't work. I just sat there and ate my popcorn.
I think
I was just kind of like, oh, shit. That's
I wish we could switch because I'll cry like all the time. And it's so annoying because I cry, especially if I'm like get really angry, like that kind of upset, I cry. And then I get mad. I'm just like, you're not taking me seriously because of this.
Oh, my God. Like, here it is. I'm kind of similar to that, but like this is a very negative thing about me. When I get mad, I get really mean. I get like insanely mean. Okay. Like I will figure out like if I even spot an insecurity, I will exploit it.
Oh shit.
And it's bad because like if I get to that point, it's like I'd never want to be your friend again.
Wow.
Yeah, so I get like really mean when I'm mad.
The thing is, I had...
How does that work in relationships?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
How does it work in relationships with me? I haven't been in one. Hold on. What do you guys consider a relationship? Like...
Interpersonal relationships?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like,
either like romantic or friend.
Well, in romantic relationships, it never gets that far to where I will allow them to make me that mad because I'm a very, like, I don't know. I'm not a good boyfriend. I'm a terrible boyfriend. I'm not very good looking. I'm not very nice. So I feel like those two things, like,
pretty much just cancels out any chance of any.
Yeah, I'm not a lover. I'm not a fighter. I just walk around and look at things.
Like, you're basically like, I'm not attractive. I have no personality. I can't fight. I also can't love.
I'm a dickless, genderless robot.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
So wait, what were we talking about before we went?
I take it back. I did cry. I cried during sex one time.
No, you did not.
That I good? Swear to God, I did.
Wow.
I was peeling an orange
while you're having sex with the orange. And, yeah.
No. I didn't cry during sex.
I was gonna say I don't think I've ever done that. Unless I was drunk. And even then,
I've never done that. Oh wait, there, a bunch of times when I was drunk, I did.
Not a bunch of times, just like a couple. I would say maybe once, and that was more having to do with drunkenness than anything else. I would have cried if we were like, I would have cried if we were like peeling potatoes. So I don't think it was. It was just
right.
The drunken
time. Okay, we were crying doing sex, and then you said you were peeling an orange, like you were peeling a sex orange.
I know. Yeah,
I was peeling.
Like, an orange. Putting a hole in the orange, and then I'm like, this is so sad.
I was peeling the orange.
This orange is so young.
I know. It was, I was peeling the orange to fuck it.
Well, and then you cried because you realized you had a cut on your dick once you stuck it inside and figure it out.
No, I put it in my asshole.
Oh, that kind of fucking orange.
Like, squeeze it and
But I just, it didn't fit. It was just kind of me mashing an orange into my butt cheek.
I was going to say, if it was like a
very pulpy juice you could make from that.
It was delicious.
I made a screwdriver after. It was lovely.
I totally ruined my grandma's funeral. So.
Oh God. That's how you end every story.
You made your family cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
If I can't cry, then the rest of you have to on my behalf.
Right. Cry for me.
I like the direction this whole thing has taken.
I'm sorry if I'm a terrible guest.
No, a terrible guest is the guest where I feel like I have to get so incredibly high that I don't care that they're not saying anything. So that's
okay.
I'm really bad with silence. I need to get better with accepting silence, but like, it's funny because I'll be recording. I'll be like, oh my God,
edit it out.
I'll be like, oh my God, no one has said anything in 5 minutes, and I'll go back and listen to the recording, and it'll be like a second and a half of dead air, and I'll be like freaking out that it was 5 minutes long.
Oh, my. Well, I think we're doing a pretty good job at not having
yes.
dead air.
Yes, that is the important
thing. So that's good.
That is the most important.
I can tell my car accident
yes,
story.
Yes, please do.
Quick. Hold on. Before you do that, yeah. I want to can I change my default setting?
Yeah, do it.
Do it.
To excellent fucking podcast guests.
Excellent fucking podcast guests. There you go.
I was just like born to do this, I think. And
I was born to be a really good guest.
When I put the label on this episode, I'm going to have like AJ DeCosimo, and then usually it has like the person's default setting. It's just going to be AJ DeCosimo and then question marks. Like it's just going to be
AJ DeCosimo miscellaneous.
Yeah.
I that's awesome. I think you should do that.
Question marks. Yep, totally. Absolutely. Question marks. All right, so car story, go.
So there's a couple. I had a Jeep for a while, and it was a 2001 like Cherokee Sport, and it was pretty utilitarian, but I loved that thing. It had high ground clearance and four-wheel drive, and I never got stuck in the snow like I asked people. Now everyone gets stuck in front of me and I'm like, ugh, goes and turns around, like 3-point turn out of the street to get away from them. And I got hit sitting at a red light in that thing twice.
Twice.
Like I was just sitting at a red light and someone just took me out and they got me in the behind. But the first time it didn't total it. The second time it did.
And
after that got totaled sitting at a red light the second time, I finally got I went for a CRV. I got like a 2007 Honda CRV. I like it because then I'm like, I don't want to buy another car and they're supposed to last forever. So I got that, and then it was right around Christmas, and it was about 2 months after I got rear-ended at a red light totaling that car. Still had the temp tags on it. And then a 2006 Ford F-150 made an illegal left-hand turn into me. Like, turned my car around, busted up the wheel, airbags go off. Like, I've gone to this is like the second time I've had to go to the hospital chest x-rays after the car accident and do some physical therapy. Terrible. Because, something weird happened with my muscles and, popped my top rib out of place.
Oh, my God.
Your muscles get so tense. And your top rib is just like this tiny bone that sticks off of your neck. But your muscles are so tight. Yeah, so just like went boop. And so that happened. And then I had to get another car. And I'm like, God damn, some bitch just picked a stupid car that I would never have to replace. I was like angry that I had to go car shopping.
I keep telling her to take the box of magnets out of the back of her car, but
people just hit me. I'm like, it's not even my fault.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Oh my word.
Just, left-hand turns, rear-ended, sitting at red lights. I'm like, get away.
Yeah.
I'm so paranoid.
I'm always looking in the rear view mirror every time I stop, especially like on the highway or something. If it's kind
you know
of
what, don't you shouldn't.
Oh God, what is it?
You know what? If there's
and
anything,
that's don't, how I think I hurt my neck the first time because I was looking in the rear view mirror when I saw the SUV coming, and I was just like, "Mother!" And then it,
You know, if there's anything I learned from this is that you should always look at what's in front of you instead of in the rear view mirror. You know. You should, I
no,
think this
no,
is
it's when I'm stopped. When
is this stopped, one of those?
And then I see them coming.
Is this one of those metaphors?
Stop looking life? Behind you. Could always be. Look to the
future. Just always look in front of you.
No.
That's what this is about.
Two out
That's
of the
why
three
you
times,
got rear-ended.
The danger did come from behind. The danger came from behind two out of three times.
Hmm. I don't know. I'm listening to that, Jess. It sounds like it was totally Elizabeth's fault.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Typical me.
Oh, yeah.
Did I stop at that red light?
Oh,
you idiot.
What are you, too chicken? You too chicken to try to get through that light, you idiot?
Yeah, it was your mistake for stopping. You should always be going in a car.
Oh, what'd you do? Go through a green light when you had the right of the way? God, what a douche.
No, doesn't that totally, sound like our parents? Like, it sounds like you are doing everything. It's just like, well, what'd you do? It's like, I stopped at a red light. It's like, why did you stop at that red light?
Oh, my parents were like, Jesus, do you need more attention or something? Like, did you not fucking stop? Like, I'll like, call you... you more. What do you want? Christ.
Did you take your meds?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Why do you did you take me? Those?
Yeah.
Did you brush your teeth?
Not.
Did
you brush your teeth?
Did you have clean underwear with you in case?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm referencing the old Bill Cosby skit.
In case there was an accident.
Yeah.
In case God! Speaking of underwear, I went to work without underwear today.
On purpose?
Been there.
No, on accident. I got out of the shower and I put on my pants and it took me because I worked 8 hours, it took me 3.5 hours to realize why do I feel so weird. I'm like, why do I feel the way that I do?
I've done something like that where it's in Lakewood, and so you have to, if you park at a meter on weekdays, you have to move your car by 8 or put change in it. So sometimes it's I just get up and I'll just put on my pants because I'm I'm just going outside real quick. And I'm I'm out here now and I got my wallet. I guess I should go to the grocery store. And then I'm just this is how I'm living my life now. This is me.
And then you go buy oranges without underwear. Yeah.
Well, grandma is getting a little sick. what else am I going to do at the funeral? Grandma's not looking so good. Better stock up on oranges.
And want to know what's crazy? Is I walked in, immediately sat down, connected with you guys. I'm still not wearing any undies.
This might be our first commando episode.
I checked. Okay, I am.
First commando episode.
I'm not wearing.
I couldn't remember.
Your default setting is commando.
I have 90 default settings.
That's great.
I have a billion.
That's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a half.
Yeah, a gateway computer. You show up, you have a bunch of defaults, and people can go in and set them to however they want them, and
yeah,
it's all good.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
very customizable.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I'm your Netflix queue, but of people.
Yeah, yeah. It's really a wonder. If you haven't been in a relationship a while, if you're customized, people love customization. They can just set things the way they want.
Yeah, I can just kind of do it. Speaking of, while we were on, I matched with somebody on Tinder.
Nice!
Yeah, which is pretty sweet. But that's not a shock. That happens 8 times a day because I swipe right on everyone.
Everyone, yeah, it increases your odds that way.
Yeah, it does. And I'm just kind of how do I know that Desiree isn't a wonderful person?
True. True. I mean, she's on Tinder. But you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Oh, my. I shouldn't say that.
You guys, it was all frozen. And
was it?
It was all frozen, and you guys are talking, and I was sitting here, and it sounded so creepy.
Oh, my God, really? Okay. I was there are times on this podcast especially where I'm oh, my God, why is this such an awkward silence right now? What I just say make it really that weird? But then it's because someone's just literally
It was frozen, and it was just
Hold on. For 10 seconds, can we just freeze it purposely?
I'm bad at it. Jess's face is really good.
My eyes dried out too much. AJ won.
Yeah, I ruined it. Can't take anything seriously, so I never win at those things.
Always
double miking it.
double miking it.
That is so remarkable that I have the exact
both
same
mics. Yeah, those those are the top two mics to have apparently now for podcasting and that kind of shit. This episode has been brought to you by Blue, the microphone company that apparently only the three of us use.
Now it's
because yours is a Blue, right, Elizabeth?
Yeah, it's a Blue.
Yep, it's a Blue Yeti. I got the white out one though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Blue.
Yeah, man.
Blue, yeah, send us some money. We're using all your fucking microphones. Blue. It's what's for podcasters.
Money.
Yeah.
It's what's for dinner.
It's what's for podcasters.
Put it in your gob.
Put it in your gob. So you could
put it in your butt.
It's a theme.
With oranges.
Default setting, put things in your butt.
If I ever get invited back on, I'm going to put this microphone in my butt so you guys can hear what I sound like on the inside.
There you go. And then you can upload that.
We want the in-depth.
Yeah. That's right.
You should just make
it'll be like, oh my god, this is like
insider.
Make
this is like Larry King's show.
It'd be like that time Katie Couric got a colonoscopy on live TV or whatever.
She did?
Oh my god, I'm so old. Yeah, no, when she used to do the Today Show, she wanted people to be like aware of like when you turn 50, you're supposed to get a colonoscopy. And
what?
And so she got a colonoscopy, and they had the camera, and they showed like the camera like doing its thing, and.
There was a movie where they made fun of that.
Oh, really?
The only way that could have been better is if it was Bob Costas instead of Katie Couric.
He'd do the live call.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Just do, like, a live call. He's just like, he's rounding third.
Oh, God. So, you got a new cat?
I did.
And what's his name again?
I got a new cat. Alfred.
Do you name him after Batman or...
No, I went and got him, and here's what happens. Sometimes I go on the local Animal Protective League website.
I used to volunteer there. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm just kind of like, I want to see what's going on
in
my neck of the woods when it comes to animals needing homes.
Yeah.
So I saw this kitten. I'm like, I got to go meet that cat. Like, aww. I have to go do it. So I go and meet the cat, and I'm, like, in the room, and I forget what they were calling him there, but it was, like, stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, a stupid name.
They have bad names. Yeah.
So I'm like, what could I possibly call you? And as I'm playing with him, I got an email notification from Mad Magazine, saying that they wanted to purchase one of my jokes.
Nice.
So
I'm like, it's got to be Alfred.
Oh, I see. I get it now.
It's got to be Alfred.
Good luck, Kitty.
I emailed them back, and I was just like, hey, like, thanks for purchasing my joke. In case you guys were wondering, you inspired me to name this adorable kitten Alfred.
Aww.
And they're like, oh, my God, that's awesome. And then I don't know, like, how... If it's going to happen, but they're like, take some pictures of them with some issues. We're going to put them in the next issue. Might be in the next issue of Mad. That's I don't know.
So
I haven't heard anything about it since that day.
Yeah.
That's the idea, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Have you had...
His name's Alfred.
Have you had cats before, or is this like your first pet, or...
This is my second cat. Okay. Yeah, the other one is named Franny.
Oh, she's there?
Yeah, she's looking at me right now.
Aww.
She's a classic feline, though. She, like, doesn't really... Do you want to see her? Do you want me to go get her?
You can return the camera, whatever you want to do.
All right, hold on one second.
Franny. I did that one time I was looking on, like, the APL website.
Yeah.
And the one was saying, like, at the Parmatown PetSmart.
Yeah.
And the thing that made me go see it was an all-black kitten, and its name was Gretchen Wiener. And I'm like, fine.
That's so
fine, weird. You got me. I'll see it.
There's your tuxedo. Look at the tuxedo face.
Yeah, she hates this.
Aww.
She does not like to be
I don't want you to get shredded. Put her down.
No.
I like her little nose.
Yeah, so I had Franny. And no, I've had cats, like, my entire life, pretty much.
Kitties. Elizabeth's the godmother to one of my cats.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah,
with
you can
felines.
Do it. What's great about cats is you can do, like, anything. Like, my one cat has, like, 5 first names, because you could totally do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Franny, I call her Franley Kubrick.
Ah, I love it. I love it.
Her Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Her. I don't know. I come up with the stupid names for her all the time.
Yeah. So that's actually funny you say that because so Elizabeth brought one of our cats out here to California for us, and her name's Soma, named after the hallucinogen.
Okay.
Also the Strokes song and the Smashing Pumpkins song. And Elizabeth, what did you nickname her?
I called her Sad Face McPumpkin Eyes. Because she's all right. Persian with big orange eyes. And
yeah.
We were hanging out in my bathroom while she was here temporarily. And she just kept looking at me like,
sad eyes.
Like, God, her eyes are so big and orange and she looks so depressed.
Oh, my gosh. I like cats.
Me too.
They're fun.
I think anyone who doesn't like cats is an asshole.
Okay, so here's the thing. I've tried for the longest time, tried to write jokes because that... There's I've seen people post this especially, and it's totally true. Like, cat people, at least me, are like, yeah, I love dogs. They're just not, I would never probably own one because they're a lot of work. But they're like, dog people are like, a cat once killed my hamster and my mother and stole my girlfriend and also burned down my house, and cats can go fuck themselves. And it's so true because, like, there's just so much, at least people who, like, are self-proclaimed dog people, there's so much animosity, like, about cats. Like, it's not just like, oh, I don't care for cats. It's like, fuck them. They're gross. Fuck them. Like, they're just, they get...
I think they're mean. I think they're jealous because they think cats are mean, and they're just mad that cats don't love them.
Well...
Here's the thing. Cats are kind of gross, though. Like, cats are gross. I like them. But they're gross.
I'm not saying
I really hate litter boxes. I really hate
Dude,
them.
Like, when you think about it, like, they bury their shit
in your house.
Sad. And my cat Alfred was just walking on my dining room table.
Counterpoint. I have at least two friends who've told me stories that their dogs regularly have consumed and shit out used tampons and used condoms.
Dogs are gross too. Like,
that's what I mean.
They're both disgusting.
Dogs love to eat cat shit.
Well, that's the thing. When people are like, cats are nasty, I'm like, I'm sorry. You told me a story last week where your dog brought out your pregnancy test that you peed on and just was using it as a chew toy. Like, I don't understand how you can sit here with a straight face and, like, say cats are gross. But, like, one of the jokes I've been trying to figure out how to write lately is that people who say they hate cats are just mad that cats are not as good as dogs at oral sex. Because that's what I'm pretty sure is, like, their whole thing.
But here's the thing, though. They are.
Well, so here's the thing. They're not
considering. From my experience.
They're not considering is that... Cats may not be as good as oral sex as dogs, but cats vibrate. So there's that.
They do. And they put their assholes in your face.
Yeah, right there. Just right.
Yeah.
That's my favorite is because so many people have observed that they finally tried to figure out why. And I guess it's like a trust thing. It's like, I can put my sphincter right in your face and I know you're not going to fuck with me. So I'm just going
to
right there in your mouth.
That's actually how we became friends.
Yeah, actually, yeah. It was the whole...
We put our assholes
right in each other's faces. And we knew. We were like, okay, well, we know we're friends now.
All right. Like, I don't want to say friends, but I was like, you're no threat.
Yeah, there's no violation. Yeah, exactly. There was no violation.
You left my asshole unmarred.
Unmarred, yeah.
That's right.
That is literally the reason that my boyfriend and I are so compatible, is we don't want to go near each other's buttholes, and we're completely fine with that, so... You have an agreement.
You know, some people, that's the thing, though. Like, with us, though, we had to get to that point.
Sure.
Because we weren't sure.
Yep. Yep.
We were just like, I don't know, like, what you're trying to do here. You're trying to be funny in the same city as us. Like, so, no. AJ, show me your asshole so I know you're no threat. And I was like, okay. So I slathered myself in shaving cream and I showed you my asshole.
Oh, this might be my favorite episode. We still
is this your favorite episode?
We still have like 10 minutes. Well, it's definitely my favorite episode this season. This is definitely the most fun I've had recording. It's
cool, man.
What I hate about human beings' brains is that I was so excited about doing a podcast until I had done like 2 seasons, and then I realized it felt like an obligation. And then I was like, I don't know, you know, like, and it's not an obligation. It's not any more an obligation than it ever was. But your brain's just like, well, if I have to do this, I don't know that I feel like doing it anymore. So it gets.
I do that literally every time I do stand up.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't want to, why do I do this still? Like, I don't really even like doing it that much. But like,
I
it's all right.
House, like, mm.
I know. It's just like, now I gotta go in front of a bunch of people I don't know and show them my asshole. And like,
I'm running low on oranges.
Right. Like, my grandma just died. I have to buy a new car.
So many callbacks. It's just blowing up the speakers right now. That actually begs the question. Are you like me in the regard that stand-up is all well and good and it's a good testing grounds for your stuff, but you prefer to write? Because that's my thing.
Yeah. I don't know what's weird is like, it's all about writing to me. Like, stand-up's fun. Like, I mean, it's fun in the same way like playing tennis is fun for me. Like, I'm okay at it. Like, I'm all right at stand-up. I don't look at myself and go like, oh, you're going to make it as a stand-up.
Yeah.
Me personally.
Yeah.
I don't look at myself and say like, I think that I'm all right at it, but I think I'm a good joke writer.
So something that always sort of occurs to me about you is like, I never see you out like very often, but when I see you out, you're the embodiment of quality over quantity, because I've never not seen you kill. Like, I've never not seen you kill a room. It's just that I see you like once in a blue moon and I'm like, I'm just such an attention whore that like I just milk it. Like I go out, I'm like, look at me, and then I do the same jokes every day for, you know, 2 years, and I wear out my welcome. So I wish that in Cleveland anyway, I'd had more of an outlet to write, just because I feel like, you know, the entire reason I started doing stand-up is because there weren't a lot of comedy writing workshops or opportunities, you know what I mean? And that was the way I got it out, so.
Alfred's coming back.
Alfred!
Hi, Alfred!
Alfred in his house! He's gonna put his butt. He's gonna put his butthole right in the camera to let us know that he
trusts
He trusts
him. Here's how I feel about it. And like I said, I mean, I could be totally wrong. I could totally be wrong on this. Okay. This is just my attitude on it. It's like, okay, how many mics can I feasibly do in a week? How many could I do?
Like 9, like, 10, 12. Yeah.
Right. So say I do 10, right? Say I do 10 mics a week. That's 5 minutes a mic. That's 50 minutes a week, right? How good are you ever going to get at something if you do it an hour a week?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I see what you're saying.
If I'm only doing stand-up when I go out and do a, if I'm only doing comedy when I go out and do a mic, and I do 10 mics a week and I do 50 minutes a week, I'm never going to get that much better.
Right.
I'm always thinking about comedy, even when I'm not on stage. Like, I'm always writing. I'm like, and I could totally be wrong. Like, I'm no expert in anything.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
Right. My attitude on it is just like, I'll spend 2 or 3 hours writing jokes every night. And I feel like that's more productive. And if I do one, no, and I'm not saying like downplaying the value of being on stage, because you get comfortable in the room. Get comfortable.
No, but you're saying that should just be like a component of it.
Yeah. It is a component. Like, I'll never confuse my, there are, you could throw a stone and find a better stand-up comic than me. What I think I'm good at is I'm good at the joke. I'm good at setup punchline. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I hang my coat on.
Yeah.
And it's gotten me some pretty cool gigs. I've met some pretty cool people.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's fun.
Yeah, I think for me, I coming out here, like I'm starting up acting classes in a couple of weeks, because I knew the thing that I ultimately, the thing that I get the most high from with stand-up is the performance, not necessarily like, and I love that when people love the stuff that I've written and stuff like that, but ultimately I kind of would prefer to be the person who writes the jokes for someone else and it gets laughs, or be like a writer performer like Mindy Kaling's like the number one goal I have is like to be able to be able to write.
She's hilarious.
Yeah, to be able to write, but also be an actor. And because the thing is, while as much as I love stand up, it incorporates things into it that I love so much. It almost kind of feels like there's something that's just not quite clicking all the way that makes it feel like this is what I'm meant to do. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. That's where I feel like between being able to spend more time, you know, working, honing on like acting and performing, and trying to figure out how I can incorporate writing, you know, segueing either writing into acting or acting into writing. That's like the sweet spot that hits all the things that I really want to do. So
right on. There's this really great class that Second City offers online. I took it.
Have you taken those?
Yeah. It's satire writing for the internet. It's taught by a really, really great writer named Brooke Preston. She's really cool, and like she knows a lot about writing, and she's just great. She just had a book come out. I'm like plugging like my teacher's book.
That's
right,
awesome.
Now.
You're like, can I get extra credit for this? I'm plugging your book.
Right. No, I think I'm like done with the course now, but like, no, like she's really great. I recommend that class. Like, even if you don't really want to write humor pieces like I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you learn a lot about comedy and like philosophically where it comes from.
Were you, do you have like a, like you talk about writing satire, is that kind of your preference, or do you just kind of just like to write all kinds of things?
Personally, satire is cool. I like writing satire. I like absurdity. I like absurdism. Mm-hmm. There's something like Jack Handy.
Yeah.
Is like my hero.
Like fake inspirational or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Deep Thoughts?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, he's, like, my absolute hero.
That's cool.
Like, he's not really critiquing anything. He's just being silly.
Yeah.
Like, and I like comedy like that. Like, don't get me wrong. I think that there is a place, like, for, like, that confessional sort of comedy. I think it's cool. But my favorite comedians, my favorite writers are just the ones that are just silly.
Goofy, yeah.
Like, that are just, like, ridiculous. Like, Tina Fey is really great at that. Like, she's just really funny. And she's not, I mean, I'm not saying that there's not satire in there.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, but they're, like, just silly for the sake of silly.
Conan O'Brien is, like, literally the pinnacle for me, because that's it. Like, and it's just, that's the thing. He is just naturally not only goofy, but, like, for me, my humor, I've realized, like, strictly falls in the realm of, like, it's not squeaky clean, but when you start to get, like, really crass or, like, gross for the sake of humor, you lose me a lot.
Right.
And that's what I love about Conan is, like, he's an adult. Like, he, you know, he makes adult jokes, but they're just, they have.
Yeah, but they can be poo-poo jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And pee-pee.
Yeah.
And that's funny.
They're not.
Like, poo-poo and pee-pee is funny. And I'll never grow out of that. Like, I will always think it's funny.
Yeah.
He just says,
I could read Ulysses by James Joyce. And I will still, like, be like, I want to hear a poo-poo joke.
No, you're allowed to appreciate both, for sure. There's no reason why you can't appreciate
it. I always make fun of my grandma, because she, like, any jokes about, like, colonoscopies or something, like, crack her up. Like, butt-related humor just gets her.
And I love it.
I'm like, Grandma, you're a 13-year-old boy. You know that? You're an 86-year-old woman, 13-year-old boy. You're aware? You're pulling off both?
Why can't it be funny? Why am I not allowed to think it's funny?
You are. You absolutely are.
Yeah.
I totally am allowed, and I do.
And you do. And most people, I would say most people either agree or they say they don't agree, but they actually agree.
I pooped at work today, and I farted when poop was coming out, and it made me laugh, and it was my fart. And it made me laugh. I was just like, this is funny.
Oh my God.
And I don't like you if you don't think it's funny.
I think that you thinking it's funny is hilarious.
Yeah. Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome. Oh, hey, Alfred.
Entertain yourself in the bathroom.
Alfred thinks it's hilarious. Look at him. He's like, what's up, poop jokes? I love poop jokes.
He's just like, I want to be, what is this big black ball that I can fuck with later?
It's your dad's cocaine. Just hang on when we get done.
Yeah, this is a habit.
Yeah. Keeps all his coke in there. That's the thing I love about Conan is, like, he'll just be talking. Like, the other day he was on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and he was talking about, like, chugging a, chugging something, a milk or something. He's like, and then all of a sudden I was wearing German lederhosen. And you know, he just pulled that out of nowhere for no reason.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And that's what's so funny to me is just like, it makes no sense. There's no reason for it. Like, it's just.
Right. Like the rubber chicken.
Yes. Rubber chicken.
Will always be funny.
Rubber chicken, always funny.
It's hilarious every time.
What were you saying, Liz?
Oh, no. I love his like travel videos.
Oh, too. Yeah. Conan.
Like, yeah, he acts like such a an idiot, but then like it's almost honestly like connecting with everybody around him across cultures by being such a dude.
That's it. That's what I aspire. Like, you know what I think sucks is I think that's the one sort of place where like you don't see a lot of women. Like Tina Fey is pretty much the only one, and maybe Amy Poehler and some like SNL sort of women. You don't get a lot of women being goofy.
Well, Ellen can be kind of absurd.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like and just silly and that Sarah Silverman's scathing.
Yeah.
Like she's pretty biting. Yeah. But she could also be silly just to be silly.
True. Yeah.
She goes to a lot of like poop joke type humor.
That's true. Yeah, that's so very true. And that's it. Like I honestly at the end of the day just wanna be the thing they always say about comedy, and maybe this is just specific to stand-up, and I should stop focusing less on stand-up sort of wisdom, is that it has to be about something, or it has to be about you, or you're telling a story about yourself, and, like, I don't mind that, but I'm, like, not that fucking interesting, and not that much interesting funny shit happens to me. And even
not only that, like, nobody really fucking cares about me either.
Right, right.
Right, and unless I'm bridging a gap between me and the audience to make, like, them relate, then nobody cares. And that's the thing, like, I just get kind of tired of, like, seeing, like, confessional comedy sometimes. Yeah. Unless it's, like, really funny. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think too much of my approach to it and my just what makes me laugh is too much of anything is a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, too many, I love poop jokes, but if you're doing, like, 30 minutes of poop jokes, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing 30 minutes of sex jokes, I'm not interested. But don't tell me I can't make sex jokes either. Because, like,
I think this school of thought that people, and even I've been guilty of this, but I'm more of the mindset of now, is that there's no topic that's off limits for the most part. Like, it's just all in how you deliver your material or stance on it. Like, if you're...
Right, it's about the point of view that you're taking and the perspective you're writing from.
Right, because, I mean, Mary Santora references this, and I wholeheartedly agree. I saw Beth Stelling perform at one of the Accidental Comedy Festivals a couple of years ago, and she has a whole bit about when she was in an abusive relationship where she got raped, but she broaches it in a way that is inoffensive and doesn't make you feel like you're, you know, like... it just doesn't make your skin crawl. You know, if anything, it addresses an issue and something that happened to her that a lot of people just stay completely clear of, and yet she does it in a funny way. It's like, basically talk about whatever you want, just make sure that it's funny when you're, you know, when you're doing it. Because I remember yelling at someone about they were making tampon jokes. It was a guy making tampon jokes. And I was like, dude, don't.
Yeah, that doesn't
I was like, dude,
work.
Don't fucking talk about tampons. But then I think Cody Cooper came in and was like, I mean, he can joke about tampons, but that's not funny. Like, you know, if you're gonna joke about them, make it funny, you know?
Right, and they say that the funniest thing in the world is the truth. But I think, just my opinion, once again, like what you were talking about, like, I don't buy material about a dude talking about tampons. I don't buy it. But when people say the funniest thing in the world is the truth, I think as long as the audience believes it, it's true. It doesn't have to have actually happened.
Sure.
Like, I do a joke about getting a gun, and like my jujitsu joke I do. Like, I didn't shoot people at a jujitsu tournament, but people look at me and they're like, they look at me and they're like, oh my God, he's kind of unsettling.
This guy might be like real unstable.
Right, like people look at me and be like, what, he grew in the dark. like a mushroom. And like I could
meet
believe...
you're a fun guy.
Hey!
Right. Oh, you cheeky. Hey! You
Yeah.
Hey, well, this is probably going to come out end of March. Do you have anything you want to promote?
I think I have a piece coming out with Weekly Humorist sometime soon. I'm not sure. I submitted it, and as far as I know, I think it's going up soon. So look forward to that. Check, I don't know, you could always, not always, it depends on the day, but a lot of my jokes are up on Mad's Twitter feed.
Do you have a social media?
On my social media? Yeah, at AJ DeCosmo.
Okay.
What else do I have coming? Josh and I, Lawhorn, are going to be working on some stuff this year soon, like sketch-wise. Okay. So look forward to that stuff. And hopefully I'm going to get like one of these writing jobs here pretty soon.
Yeah,
so I think I might be relocating soon,
Where are you going?
I don't know. Like I'm talking to people. Like I don't want to say
you
the
got,
companies.
You got people everywhere. You got.
Well, no, I mean it's kind of like I've just applied for.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, everybody, good vibes.
So hopefully, one of them lands.
Hopefully, when this
soon.
Airs, you'll be like working for them and shit.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. One
keep
might be
Googling.
In. One might be in.
Google Agent Casimo.
Yeah, just Google me. Just see what
that's
I want
how
to.
We'll find
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Just keep hopefully Googling up and see what happens.
Hopefully, I end up in LA, Jess. And then you could be my friend.
We can show our assholes to each other. My friend Angie, actually, she's coming over in a bit. She lives there in Cleveland. She's a makeup artist. And she was just out here visiting for the weekend. And she needs a place to crash tonight before she goes to the airport in the morning. And she's like, yeah, I'm probably moving out here in like the next couple of months. And I was like, sweet, just everybody come here. Like, everybody just get your asses out here. And we'll have,
right.
we'll have like, instead of like Little Italy, it'll be like Little Cleveland or, you know, something like that.
Right.
And it'll be great.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I come out there, I'm going to need friends.
Yes.
So
I'm here.
I don't know. You're the only person I know in LA. So
live on the west side. Perfect. If you want to be friends though, you have to live on the west side because the geography here. You got to live. Yeah. I'll never see you.
Okay.
Yeah. If you
there was so much more spread out than
if you live on the east side, then you're basically still in Cleveland. Like that's essentially.
Well, no, I know LA is like gigantic in terms of space. Yeah.
It's just a mess. Liz. Do you have social media presence?
You always ask.
I know. This is a running joke. This is a running joke.
I think if you just put Elizabeth Seaman, if you spell Seaman the right way.
Seam with an A.
S-E-M-A-N.
Yeah. If you just do Elizabeth the body fluid, you'll probably get some hits, but it probably won't
probably
be her.
Probably a porn star.
Yeah. Oh.
I actually Google search Elizabeth the body fluid. And she is a professional wrestler in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Elizabeth the body fluid. Scene.
Yeah.
Kincaid is a professional wrestler in Japan.
Oh my God. That's fantastic. Well, AJ DeCosmo, I want to thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
You can check Elizabeth and I, as well as Spider Jones, out at SX1 Entertainment on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Couch Gags will be happening one Sunday a month, 7 p.m., Skidmark Garage in Cleveland, Ohio. I want to thank at OK Pants for doing our logo and Above Below Entertainment for being our network. Okay, love you. Bye.